look at changing one of the leases over in the Chimney Hill complex.
Right.
Does that signal that maybe you're ready to make a move on that property, or can you tell me what that's about?
We're hoping. We've got some promising leads, and so someone who's interested in buying it is interested in buying the whole thing. The liquor store has a month-to-month lease. DaVita had a five-year lease, and then we renewed it 1 year. So this is, and they had the option for five additional years. And so we thought if somebody's going to buy it, they don't want to wait for 5 years. So it's going to be an 18-month lease.
And the DaVita seems to be okay with
that? Yeah, we've reduced the price. Mm-hmm. And they're happy with that. So we're talking to some people, and we hope we've got something good to report to the citizens maybe this fall.
You can't negotiate this in public, obviously, but I think the city grossly overpaid for that piece of property.
They did.
What kind of percentage of recovery are you hoping to be able to get there?
75-80%.
Really? Okay. Okay. Well, that would at least make the hurt go away
a little bit.
That
softens the blow
a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you'd end up with a pile of money. And if that's the case, that's, let's say $6 million. Let me throw natatorium at you then. can we throw that into the mix, or are those apples and oranges?
Well, the money that paid for Chimney Hill came out of our hotel occupancy tax. So if we sell it, the money goes back to the hotel occupancy tax. If, that's a big if, mm-hmm. the school board decides to place the natatorium on a bond issue, and if the voters approve it, the city, you know, may rent it at some point and, you know, for classes. And
so that money would be usable if, again, if those caveats fall in, if it's on
bond
issue,
also,
if it's passed.
And if it's also, you know, they're using it for swim meets and multiple day swim meets, so people would be staying in hotels.
Okay.
Hot tax is strictly for encouraging people to stay in our hotels and promoting our hotels and tourist industry.
So it's conceivable that if you sold it, the proceeds of that could, in fact, be used to enhance the natatorium. As one member of council, I'm asking you, obviously.
I think legally speaking, we probably could. I'm not really in favor of the natatorium.
Okay, there we go. That's just wanted to hear what you had to say about that.